Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with Troy Raynard, one of the owners of Two Rivers Brewing in Easton, and they also operate a taproom in Quakertown. Troy, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
My pleasure.
Let's talk first about where and when your interest in craft beer started. Maybe not so much brewing, but even just as a consumer.
Yeah, I think early 90s, I kind of made a typical jump that people do in this area, moving from more commercial beers to, at that time, Yingling, and then on to, like, Pete's Wicked Ale.
Pete's Wicked, right.
Yeah.
And that was in the 90s, yeah. And then it kind of grew from there?
Yeah, and I started doing some homebrewing in the early 90s, and I homebrewed kind of through the early 2000s. Meanwhile, you know, the scene, both here and across the country, grew tremendously. I also lived in Allentown for 12 years, just a block away from P.J. O'Malley's.
Right, which had a good beer selection at the time, right?
Yeah, they were one of the first craft beer bars around, so I had some good training there.
So, well, maybe at the time you didn't realize it was training, but ultimately it went from that interest, and how did that translate that interest into actually opening and operating a brew pub?
Well, in the later 90s, we happened upon Porter's Pub, purely by accident. We were golfing up in Nazareth with a woman who was from Clinton. So we wanted to go out for a couple beers after our round of golf, and we didn't want to bring her closer to Allentown. So we backtracked a little to Easton. She said, hey, there's this place called Porter's I know about. And so that's how we ended up at Porter's, and that just grew into like a weekly occurrence of us going to Porter's Pub.
Which, like O'Malley's, I imagine had a good beer selection at the time. I know it still does.
Yeah, and with the Mug Club, you know, it kind of forces you to drink a lot of different types of beer. So it really kind of did a very effective job at widening my palate for different styles of beer.
So, and coincidentally, or maybe not so, Porter's is maybe a couple blocks away from your current location in Easton on Northampton and 6th Street. And I know that location you're in right now has quite a history, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a 200-year-old hotel. You know, there's all kinds of stories about it, largely unconfirmed, about what happened there during the Prohibition, mainly focusing on bootlegging and maybe some prostitution. But I've never been able to find any confirmation of any of that.
You've also found nothing to the contrary, right?
Exactly. I mean, we do know that there are 7 spirits living there. We had, a couple of years ago, we had paranormal investigators stay there overnight 2 times. And they had, you know, they had all the recording equipment and that sort of thing. And, you know, they have documented 7 different spirits at Two Rivers.
Well, that's impressive. And that would be in addition to the spirits at the bar and the beer that you serve, correct?
That's right. And, you know, our pumpkin beer that we do every fall, we call 7 Spirits Pumpkin Ale.
In honor of the other inhabitants of the building, correct?
Absolutely. Hopefully to placate them.
Well, what other styles of beer are you brewing there, I guess? What are some of your flagships, and what might be some of your either seasonal or other original offerings?
Yeah, we do 4 flagship beers. We do a lager, Belgian blonde, a brown ale, and an IPA. So those are our flagships. And then, you know, we do a lot of the traditional seasonals. You know, we do a Marzen in the fall, do a pumpkin in the fall. We do Irish stout for St. Patrick's Day, and we do a Mexican lager for Cinco de Mayo. You know, those are kind of core seasonals. But additionally, because we were lucky enough to have the Baltic Porter win both a World Beer Cup gold and a GABF bronze, we brew that several times a year.
Yeah, I've had that before. That's a super beer, and, you know, certainly brings honor not to Two Rivers, but also to the entire Lehigh Valley. We've had several, I think, GABF winners here in the Valley, whether it's, I think, Saucony Creek, I think Bond, and then and you as well, correct?
Yeah, Weyerbacher too, and also Fegley's as well. So we've done quite well with Lehigh Valley beer.
And you mentioned the Seven Spirits pumpkin ale. Are there other beers that you've done or named that kind of reflect the unique history of the location or the city of Easton?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our thing. You know, you got to kind of play the hand you're dealt. So most of our beer names kind of riff off of Easton people, places, or history. So you can get quite a Easton history lesson by reading our style book.
Some of the examples of that.
Well, Colonel Left Eye, you know, our standard IPA. Colonel Left Eye is named after Colonel Charles Wyckoff, who lost his left eye in the Battle of Shiloh in the Civil War, but stayed in the Army until his early 60s, and he got killed in the charge up San Juan Hill with Teddy Roosevelt.
Wow. So we decided to honor him with a beer here in Easton, right?
Yeah, he's actually an Easton native and buried in the Easton Cemetery. Was a Lafayette graduate.
Well, I know you're a lot more than beer. You have quite an extensive food menu for lunch, dinner, and brunch. Tell us a little bit about the food that you're offering there.
Yeah, I mean, we do a gourmet comfort food kind of menu, and I think actually we're almost better known for our food than our beer. I think that kind of happened because we didn't have the brewing system online when we opened the restaurant. So for a year and a half, we functioned as a restaurant offering craft beer from, you know, all over the area and all over Pennsylvania. So, you know, some of the things that we're really noted for are peanut butter bacon cheeseburger, which has won the best burger in Lehigh Valley for 3 years. We also do duck fat fries, French fries fried in duck fat. That's also been a very popular signature item. And we kind of like stay away from like the traditional bar foods, put kind of our own twist on it. Like instead of chicken wings, we have what we call hog wings, you know, which are mini pork shanks deep fried and then, you know, tossed in some of the traditional wing sauces. We were one of the first restaurants in the Valley to have poutine. So, and the folks who own the Flying V used to come to have our poutine before they made their own.
Well, we had them on the show a couple months ago and kind of got their story. And, you know, happy that the whole poutine culture has been growing here in the Valley for sure now. Now, Troy, tell us about the tap room in Quakertown. That's a relatively new development, right?
Yeah, we opened in a outbuilding outside of the trolley barn in Quakertown. It's on Broad Street by the railroad track. We opened there in August of 2019 just to kind of set the stage for the whole trolley barn project. And in early November, we moved into the actual trolley barn. So, I mean, currently we just offer our beer down there, but we have built a kitchen and are kind of in the process of getting that opened up. And there we're going to offer a little more simpler menu than we do in Easton. It's just going to be burgers, fries, and like chicken sandwiches, onion rings, that sort of thing.
And a good selection of Two Rivers beer. How many taps there?
We have 10 taps down there, but we have the opportunity to add some more on the other side of the cooler if we feel we need to.
And Troy, you've been at it for around 10 years in the Lehigh Valley. How have you seen the greater Lehigh Valley's craft beer scene evolve over the last decade?
Well, it's kind of amazing. You know, when we started, we just had our 8-year anniversary in December as a restaurant, and we'll have our 7-year anniversary in June as a brewery. And I mean, when we started, it was Weyerbacher, Fegley's, and I think that was kind of it. Maybe Hijinks was getting going at that time. So it's really incredible. And I'm an officer for Lehigh Valley Brewers Guild, and you know, our guild now has 18 members, which is kind of incredible.
And just one final question for you. We're about to wrap up, but why was Easton a fit, and how do you see yourself as part of the food scene that's in Easton?
Yeah, I mean, my wife and I live in Forks Township, and you know, Easton's always been, well, I say always been, but you know, for the last 20 years, Easton's been a real restaurant town, and kind of the building found us. The building was up for sheriff's sale auction, and we were looking for a location, and kind of when we saw the building, it was just like a no-brainer. You know, because anybody can put a brewery in a, you know, block building in the suburbs, but we really wanted to have a place with character, and certainly the old Mount Vernon Hotel qualifies for that. And we wanted to have, you know, food that wasn't in Easton at that point. So, I think we defined ourselves in the market, and the city's really responded to us, and we're really happy about that.
Well, Troy, we thank you for adding to the character of the Lehigh Valley and the restaurant and beer scene here. And also want to thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.